Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. I want to start by saying there are many people today who claim to be Christians. They call themselves Christians but live a sinful lifestyle, disobeying God. These people are deceived. For the true believers and followers of Jesus Christ obey his teaching and submit continually to God. The forgiveness of sin does not give Christians the right to continue in sin. No, no true believer and follower of Christ purposely continues to live in sin. I want all our Muslim friends to know that. And the Bible has so many verses that confirm this fact. Christ gives his true followers also the desire and power to do good. We read, for example, in Titus in the New Testament, chapter 2, verse 14, that Jesus gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Some Muslims incorrectly teach that Christians do not care about doing good works. No, it is exactly the opposite. Muslims told me in the past, because you depend on what Jesus has done for you, then you can sin. No way. It is never encouraged in the Bible that we continue in sin. Actually, the word of God in the Bible warns us of God's discipline and God's chastising us and the negative consequences if we continue in sin, if we sin deliberately. The gospel actually teaches believers to be holy and to deny themselves and to live their lives every day for God. Muslims sometimes tell me, no, we Muslims, we pray five times a day. But you don't pray five times a day. Actually, the gospel teaches believers to pray continually without ceasing. We read this commandment in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We pray without ceasing. We pray all the time. Why? Because we depend on God all the time. And we need God all the time. And we want to connect with God all the time. We submit our lives to God, not five times a day, but 24 hours, 7 days a week. And all true Christians who follow the teachings of the Bible know they are to remain in fellowship with God, surrendering their lives to God and submitting to his will continually. My Muslim friend, I want you to know that not everybody say I am a Christian or I believe in Jesus or I go to church is truly born again, a child of God, believer, follower of Jesus Christ. It is also true that since the coming of Jesus until today, in every generation, multitudes of Christians lived and sacrificed their lives to serve God and serve people. For example, American Christian missionaries, they went to travel all over the world to tell people about Jesus. We have a different concept about good works and the prayer and the fasting. It's just different concept than what the Quran described. Actually, Jesus told us, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you for your prayer. We read these beautiful words in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew, chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. And Jesus also taught similar passage about fasting. And of course, we want our Muslim friends to know that just as infants grow physically, people who are born again, became children of God through faith in Christ, also grow spiritually. Followers of Christ stumble and fall short of the perfect standard of their holy God. They struggle against sin. They struggle against the desires of the flesh and Satan. And gradually they mature in their spiritual lives. And when Christians grieve about their sins, they can take comfort in God's promise to always forgive them. When they confess and repent, this glorious promise is found in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Beautiful, beautiful promise. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. I love that verse because anytime I fall short or anytime I realize that I have the wrong feelings or I did something that God does not want me to do, I rely on that promise. I know God promised to pardon me when I repent and when I believe that Jesus Christ died and paid the penalty for all the sins I committed and I will ever commit. And of course, true repentance is intention not to continue to disobey God. It's a firm resolution to forsake the wrongdoing I did. And of course, faith in the value of what Christ has done for me, his sacrifice for me. God justly forgives us because Christ paid the penalty that I should have paid. My friend, you can be forgiven and saved today. Just acknowledge your disobedience and the wickedness that you are living in sin, living against God's will, and rely on what Jesus Christ did for you. And Jesus is your only hope. Because I know many Muslims are depending on the Quran, but when I studied the Quran throughout my life, I discovered that in the Quran, God never gave assurance of the forgiveness of the sinner's wrongdoing or even of the believer's sins. In the Quran, God stated that he forgives whom he pleases and tortures whom he pleases. You can read that in Surah chapter 5, verse 18. The Quran never promised. God never promised in the Quran complete forgiveness of the believer's sins. The Quran actually describes God as unpredictable judge. I don't want to take all the time to talk about what the Quran stated, but I encourage you today that God promised to forgive you and to start cleansing you and purifying you from all the filthiness and unrighteousness. So you can become more and more free from the presence of sin. My friend, here is God's promise for you. If you confess your sin right now, God is faithful and just, and will forgive your sin, and will purify you from all unrighteousness when you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Please pray this prayer with me if you mean it. God, thank you for promise to forgive me. Jesus, I believe in you that you paid the penalty for my sins. I put my faith in you. Thank you, God, for loving me. I repent, God. I don't want to live far from you anymore. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know, you know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.